Ron DeSantis announces six proposals to crack down on corporations, left-wing NGOs aiding illegal immigration. By John Binder on December 10, 2021. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., announced six legislative proposals, with hopes to pass them into law through the legislature, that would drastically crack down on corporations and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, who facilitate illegal immigration to the state. During a press conference on Friday morning, DeSantis announced a series of legislative actions to reduce illegal immigration across the state. The six proposals would: 1. Ban state and local agencies from doing business with or providing benefits to any private sector business or NGO that helps facilitate illegal immigration to Florida. 2. Ban state agencies from renewing state contracts with transportation companies, such as airlines and bus services, that facilitate illegal immigration to Florida. 3. Require private sector businesses and NGOs who facilitate illegal immigration to Florida to provide compensation to the state of Florida to cover all costs that fall on taxpayers. 4. Mandate county and local jails, as well as courts, to collect immigration status data at the time of a suspect's arrest and conviction. The information would be reported to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. 5. Ban Florida officials from providing any discretionary benefits to illegal aliens, while state agencies and hospitals will be required to annually report taxpayer-funded expenses for illegal aliens. 6. Add the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity as an enforcer of E-Verify. In addition to the six proposals, as Breitbart News exclusively reported, DeSantis announced an emergency order that bans the issuance or renewal of all state licenses to provide services to unaccompanied alien children, UACs, who are resettled across Florida. The order is effective immediately. The measures are significant as they are the first in the nation seeking to effectively outlaw many of the business practices carried out by corporate-funded NGOs who are contracted by the federal government to resettle hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens across the United States every year. Border crossers first arrive at the southern border, which is entirely controlled by the Mexican drug cartels, and oftentimes turn themselves into U.S. Border Patrol agents. Others successfully sneak across, undetected by agents. For many border crossers who are apprehended, they can be placed into federal detention before getting released into the U.S. interior. Corporate-funded NGOs aid with that release process, organizing bus services and paying for domestic commercial flights that take border crossers to various states while they await their hearings in immigration court. A number of border crossers never show up for their hearings and, instead, live as illegal aliens in the U.S. DeSantis made the move after his administration discovered that President Joe Biden's federal agencies have flown at least 70 privately funded flights full of border crossers and UACs into the state of Florida, often in the middle of the night. As Breitbart News has reported, Biden's agencies expect that more than 2 million border crossers will have arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border by the end of the year. Meanwhile, as of late October, Biden has released more than 530,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Thousands have ended up in Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.